Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol had Pamon v'Rimon bells on the bottom of his me'il, as the Torah says, "V'nishma kolo b'vo el hakodesh," and the Yushalmi Numa says, "Tanya b'simin b'yonison omer v'hoya al aron l'shares v'nishma kolo b'vo el hakodesh yovo kol v'yachapel kol hahovig nefesh." So the Torah Tmimi interprets that the Lashon Kol here is referring to Hevel, called Me'achicha Tzoakim. But I think you can interpret it in a different way, that it's not a reference to Hevel, but it's a reference, the Yushalmi's reference is to Yosef, that the brothers didn't hear him when he cried out when they threw him into the boar. As the Pasuk says, that Reuven said, Aval Hashemim Anachnu, that we didn't listen to his entreaties when he was crying out to us. And if you look at the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Pei Ches and Rebeis, Amr Anani Bar Shason, Lama Nismacha Pashas Karbonus Lepashas Bigde Kuhuna, Lama Lecha Ma Karbonus Mechapim Af Bigde Kuhuna Mechapim Ksonus Mechaperes Al Shrichas Domin Shenema V'yishchutu Si'ir Izim V'yitbulus HaKsonis Badam. So you see that the Ksonis, the word referred to, that it's Mechapa, it's on Shvichas Domim, is learned from Yosef, V'yishchutu Si'ir Izim V'yitbulus HaKsonis Badam. And I'd like to add a little to that, that the Bigdei Kohen Gadol themselves are in the place of the Ksonis Pasim of Yosef, and they come to Mechapa on the terrible sin of Mechiras Yosef, which fractured the house of Yaakov, because the Ksonis Pasim brought to the separation and within the family the pirud between the Sfratim, and the job and role of the Bigdei Kohuna of the Kohen Gadol is, on the contrary, is to bring them to bring Klal Yisrael together. And the Bigdei Kohen Gadol also is multicolored, Tcheles, Agmen, Tola Hashani, and they come to demonstrate the unity, the Achdus in Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Kohen Gadol wears on his heart the Choshen, which has engraved on the stones the names of all the Shvatim. And if you look at the Ramban on the Pasuk, L'chavud Ulasiferis, Ramban says, "Ki ele habgodim levushei malchusem kidmusam yilbushu hamalochim bezman haTorah k'moshe matzina b'ksonis v'osul k'sonis pasim shepirshmu v'kemis kidmus pasim v'ksonis tashbeis k'moshe pirashdi vilbishu k'ben malchi kedem v'chein haderech p'il k'sonis." In other words, Ramban saying that the k'sonis of the Kohen Gadol, the Bigdei Kohen Gadol, are like the Ksonis Pasim of Yosef, which were Big Day Malchus. And just to demonstrate further the Ksonis Pasim, that the Ksonis, the Big Day Kohen Gadol, are in the place of the Ksonis Pasim, is that you see that the names of all the Shvatim are engraved on the Avnei Shoam. And Avnei Shoam was the Evan of Yosef in the Choshek, because the role of the Kohen Gadol is to unify the people and to bring Shalom. And that was, of course, the model of that was Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Shalom for Rodev Shem. And that's indeed also what the Choshen represents, the Achdus of the Klal Yisrael, that all the different Shvatim are included within the framework of the Choshen and the Avnei Shoam on his shoulders. It's especially relevant because the Kohen Gadol, who is comes from Shevet Levi, the most exalted position within Shevet Levi, he together with Shimon were the main instigators in terms of the sale of Yosef. And therefore he comes specifically to Mechapa on this chet, on the chet of Mechivas Yosef. And with this we also understand why the Nesiim were the ones who brought the Avnei Shoim and the Avnei Miluim for the Eifer and the Choshen, because the Nesiim represent all the different Shvatim, each Nasi for each Shevet, and that they bring the Avnei Shoim, the Avnei Miluim, is to demonstrate that they are doing this all together, representing the Achdus, the unity of Klai Yisrael, which is the opposite of what the Shvatim did with the Mechivas Yosef.